here's a story from The World.
It is a good thing that this is something you don't hear every day. That's a volcano, recorded Sunday on the island of La Palma in Spain's Canary Islands, belching out lava and ash, destroying everything in its path. Barbara Belt is a journalist who is on La Palma Island, very close to the volcano. I've been reading about lots of people from La Palma getting evacuated, Barbara. You have not, though. Are you safe?
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine, thank you. I actually live on the neighboring, much smaller island of La Gomera, and I came over yesterday to cover this story. I've been talking to people this morning who've been evacuated. It's getting on for 6,000 now.
What does it look like where you are on La Palma?
Well, La Palma is a very green island. Geologically, it's an adolescent compared to the rest of the Canaries, so it's erupting as adolescents do. Lots of bananas. Bananas are the cash crop, so I'm looking down. If I look one way, I look down over terraces of banana plantations down to the sea. And if I turn around and look the other way, I look up at the rim of an ancient crater from probably millions of years ago, which has erupted all along the top. It started with one fissure, two different vents 200 meters apart, and then a fissure open between them, and then eight different vents have come out and started erupting as well. I was awake all last night just because it was so spectacular. It's I don't know what it is in English. My English vocabulary for volcanoes isn't great, but in Spanish it's estrombolico. It's not heavy lava that's coming out. It's light. It's not particularly viscous. And so it's shooting thousands of meters up into the air and then making its way down the edge of this old crater rim, down over these terraces, through people's banana plantations, through little fincas. It's not a built-up area. It's a very beautiful rural area, making its way down to the sea. And it still hasn't got there because it's slowing down.
Wow, it sounds really dramatic. How close have you been able to get to any of the flowing lava? Or is that something that's being strongly discouraged?
Well, it's something that's being strongly discouraged. But if you promise not to tell anybody, I can tell you that I sneaked very close to it last night. I know the area, which doesn't make me immune to danger. I also know from liking and coming here a lot. So you've got the aforementioned banana plantation. So you've got a road system, obviously. But there are also trackways where the trucks go in and take the bananas out. So you can actually move along. There's a whole parallel network of little road systems which you can get along in a Jeep, which is what I was doing. Mm. The noise was extraordinary. I got covered in volcanic dust, as did my poor car. The smell of sulfur dioxide in the air was pretty heavy. I've stopped here to have this chat with you, but I'm going to move back a bit. I think I'll give my lungs and the rest of my system a little rest now from the dust.
Is it still erupting?
Oh, yes, very much so. Very much so. You know, it's very difficult to say how long it will last for, but it's a pretty dumb question because it's a bit like how long is a piece of string. It could be another 10 days or it could be a couple of months. I did a little bit of research on my way over, and the average Canarian volcano for the last three centuries has been active for 10 days, lava active for 10 days, and then just smoking vents and the occasional geyser or whatever, but very rarely.
Did people on the island have much warning that the volcano was going to erupt?
Yeah, they did this time. This has been one of the special things probably about this particular event. Almost 10 years ago now, there was an undersea eruption on the smallest Canary island of El Hierro. And it was a great wake-up and lesson for them to coordinate their information and get themselves sorted so that they worked more cohesively. And it's been quite extraordinary. They've really nailed it this time. They knew it was pretty imminent, so the authorities had been round, had spoken to all the populations most at risk. We're talking very small villages here, very spread out. So it's all been really superbly handled. You know, there's lots of sadness, there's lots of shock and a certain amount of fear because this still isn't over and the lava flows are moving. And so you think you're safe and then you're not, or vice versa, which is, of course, a much better outcome.
How much damage has the volcano eruption caused? And have there been any fatalities?
No fatalities at all, thank God. That's the principal thing. That's wonderful. So far, there are 312 houses gone, I think, or should we say properties, because some of them are finca buildings where perhaps they store the crop, which is mostly bananas. A lot of small buildings have gone. Whole villages have gone, actually. A little village called Paraiso, Paradise, gone. Where I had breakfast this morning is now under lava. You know, if you live in the Canaries, it's like living in Hawaii or probably living in San Francisco. If you're looking at somebody measuring seismic activity, it's always happening. It's a constant. But we don't very often feel it.
Barbara Belt is a journalist speaking with us from La Palma Island in the Canary Islands, speaking about the damage caused by the eruption of the Cumbre Vieja volcano, which occurred on Sunday. Barbara, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's been a pleasure.
To see some of the astonishing images of the volcanic eruption, come to the World's website, theworld.org.